The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning and Happy New Year. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
No.
No. Okay.
I don't keep them anyway. What's the point?
All right.
They work for about, I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to work out. How about that? Isn't that everybody's?
Yeah. And getting healthy.
Yeah, I'm going to get healthy. Okay. That's what I'm going to do.
We have with us Nils Hagen Fredrickson. He's on the line with us from Harrisburg today. How are you, press secretary with the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission?
Good morning, Jackie and Pat. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You have any resolutions?
Trying to get healthier, behaving myself around food that may not be the best for me, and making it to the gym more often.
Sounds good.
Always good ones.
Very good. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been advising, assisting, and guiding clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
Check out the weather. That's what I like
to do. Yeah. I'd like to check it out from a sunny island. That's what I'd like to do.
I think a lot of people do that.
Beach. I'd like to be looking at my iPad, laying on the beach, seeing what's going on in Dunmore.
Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings. Search the MLS listings and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com. JRUDDY.com. Okay, Nils, today, and we have with us again on the line from Harrisburg, Nils Hagen Fredrickson, press secretary with the PAPUC. Good morning, sir, again. Can you give me a little background on the PUC, please?
Well, the PUC is the agency in Pennsylvania that's responsible for overseeing public utilities. That's everything from electric and natural gas companies to water and wastewater services, transportation providers, things like taxi companies or ride-sharing companies, movers, and railroads as well, along with telecommunications companies. And the primary mission of the PUC and the focus of our staff all across the state is to ensure safe and reliable service at reasonable rates. I mean, that's our driving goal, and that's something that we come to work every day working to accomplish.
Okay. So last week we had a great discussion about winter heating assistance, and this week I would like to do some energy shopping with you, Nils, now that my Christmas shopping is all done and in the past for 2017. What is energy shopping? What am I really shopping for?
Sure. Well, and that's something that can still puzzle many consumers. But energy shopping has been an option in Pennsylvania for more than 20 years now. The changes were put into place back in 1996 to lay the groundwork for both shopping for electricity and natural gas. The easiest way to break it down is that there are two primary parts of your bill. There is the portion of your bill that goes to distribution services. That's the part of the bill that goes to your local utility, PPL on the electric side, or say UGI on the natural gas side. That's the part of the bill that pays for the poles and the wires or the pipelines in the ground, the infrastructure that gets the power to your house or your business. So when you flick the switch, the light comes on, or when you turn the thermostat on, the heat comes on. That part of your bill is always going to go to your local utility. They are the ones with the wires and the pipelines that connect to your house. What you shop for is the energy that you actually use, and you get that from a generation supplier. That's the kilowatts of electricity that you use when you run your appliances, or it's the amount of natural gas that you use when you run your furnace or cook on your stove or you know, turn on the gas fireplace or do something else. So that is set by the open market. The price for that energy is market driven. There are hundreds of suppliers who are interested in offering products in Pennsylvania, and you know, there are several million Pennsylvania customers who shop on a regular basis. The energy you use, again, it comes through your local utility, the pole and wires company or your pipeline company, but they don't make money on it, and in fact, they're prohibited from making money on it. And so, you know, it's something that's available to you. And for the average consumer, depending on time of year and your usage, the amount of energy you use typically accounts for 2/3 to 3/4 of your bill. So when we talk about shopping, a small amount of savings, a small price change for kilowatts or for the therms of energy or the BTUs of energy that you're using on the gas side can have a rather dramatic impact on the bottom line of your bill. But the other portion of your bill is still going to go and make sure that, you know, the PPL and UGI are there and that the infrastructure is there. So it's important for consumers to understand that they have choice. And the PUC has a couple of good tools. We have our electric shopping website, which is papowerswitch.com, and we have our gas shopping website, which is pagasswitch.com. We've done a lot of work over the years to try to help people get information about their shopping options as quickly and as easily as possible from a neutral third party. You know, the PUC is not taking sides. We don't have a favorite supplier. We don't tell people where to go, but what we are is an information source for people who are looking for shopping, because there may be a lot of different things that prompt you to make a decision. Some people might be looking for the absolute lowest price. Other people might be looking for a more stable price over a longer period of time, maybe a fixed price for 6 months or 12 months or longer. There might be other shoppers who are interested in renewable energy, whether it's wind-generated energy or solar-generated energy. They might be looking for Pennsylvania suppliers, or they might not have a preference. And we have taken a lot of tips from other online shopping sources, the Amazons and others of the world, and have built our websites to make it as quick and easy as possible for people to go in. You type your zip code in, it'll give you a list of the suppliers and the supply offers that are available in your area. And then from there, you can sort them down based on your personal preferences. Again, are you looking for a long-term contract? Or are you looking for a short-term contract? Are you looking for fixed rates over time? Or are you looking for a rate that may change, may go down, may go up? Are you looking for a percentage of renewable energy or other things? And from there, you can get to a rather short list of suppliers that have offers that kind of meet your needs, and then you have the ability to go in and, and request service from those suppliers. It doesn't change your utility. It doesn't change who is bringing that energy to your house, but it does change, it does change the price of the energy that you're paying for and who your supplier is.
Okay, so these shopping sites that you mentioned, pagasswitch.com and papowerswitch.com, they attract nearly 1 million visitors per year. But the brutal reality is that I don't even have to go to one of those websites to energy shop, because I don't think there has been a day that has gone by that I haven't received at least a half a dozen phone calls at my office, at my home. And there's always somebody that wants to talk to me about making the switch.
Right, and what happened?
You know, this is a big time of year for shopping. If you think about it, we're moving into the middle of winter. Typically, we'll hit the coldest weather of the year in February, and they might trail into March as well. That tends to be the peak period of time for energy usage in Pennsylvania. So, you know, it's the time where switching or shopping for suppliers has the greatest degree of impact. And I realize and appreciate the fact that, you know, people may be getting offers and they may have different feelings about the calls or the knocks on the door. But always remember that whether or not you're shopping, PAPowerSwitch.com, PAGasSwitch.com also serve as a good reference point. So, you know, that person that you ran into today who, you know, provided a information about a particular offer, that price may sound good, and that price may be very good, but there may be an offer out there that that is better. Mm-hmm. And the one way that you'll know is by doing some comparison shopping. You know, it's just like when you're shopping for gifts during the holidays, or you're looking for bargains after the holidays. You know, there are a lot of people who are very aggressive about comparison shopping, and we'd certainly encourage folks to consider comparison shopping when you get an energy offer. Get the information, make note of it, get the details, but take a look around and see what other offers are out there before you, you jump to any particular direction.
That's great advice. Well, just yesterday, and the timing is impeccable, I have to say, just yesterday I opened my mail for my current utility company and
gas company.
And the letter said, and this was at my office, it said, I didn't bring it with me, but it said essentially that they received notice that I was switching over to another supplier and that the switchover date was such and such a date. And I have never had a conversation with anybody regarding switching anything, gas, power, electricity, anything. So I was very upset about this, but I did call my current company. I said, what is this all about? And they said, well, we have the switchover date as such and such. You authorized to switch over. I did not. And I told them that. I said, can't you just cancel it? And they said, no, you have to call that other company. I said, why do I have to call the other company who I never had a conversation with? And he said, because we don't have the ability on our end to be able to cancel service on this end. You have to call them. So I did. I called them. I said, you know, I have a troubling letter. I never spoke to anybody. The only name they had in their system was my name. And they said, back on such and such a date, you had a conversation and it's logged in our system. They don't have anything in writing. They said they did this over the phone. And they opened an investigation, supposedly, and said they canceled it. But it's very upsetting to me because I just never did that.
I appreciate that, and certainly that's, you know, the situation you describe is something that the PUC would be very concerned about, and would encourage you to contact our Bureau of Consumer Services. The good thing is you have a fair amount of documentation, which is always going to be helpful to our investigators to decide. I mean, there are very clear rules of the road, whether it's an energy marketer that's involved in door-to-door solicitation, or it's somebody who's involved in telephone calls, or it's over the internet. And we want to make sure that all the suppliers that are operating in Pennsylvania are playing by the rules. So the situation you describe with what you believe is a switch to a supplier without your authorization is something we would want any consumer to file a complaint about, so that we have an opportunity to investigate and potentially take action. Commission's taken action against suppliers in the past, and I'm sure we'll continue to take action against suppliers in the future if they cross that line into improper behavior. But, you know, the reality is it's helpful for consumers to understand their rights. It's helpful for consumers to keep an eye on things. You did a very good thing in terms of opening that letter from the utility. I mean, we'll hear from consumers who say, well, you know, I get a lot of letters. I don't necessarily check them all. Especially if you're getting involved in shopping, there's communication that's going to come. You know, your utility is going to contact you and let you know that that they've received a request that you be switched to another supplier. And then as your supply contract approaches its end, you're going to get contact from that supplier that says, you know, your contract is about to expire. here's what will happen if you don't do anything. The rate will change to this. It's important for consumers to open those notices, to review those notices, and use them as a reminder that it's time for them to evaluate their offers. Again, the renewal price that you get at some point in the future when your contract is about to end may be a good offer, but it may not be a good offer. And unless you shop around, unless you see what else is out there in the marketplace, you don't really know. It depends on the individual shopper. It depends on your situation. What I can say is, statewide, about one in every three residential customers uses a competitive electric supplier. And the majority of them find that it saves them money. When you get to commercial customers, it's about half of all the small businesses out there are using competitive suppliers. And when you get to industrial customers, large-scale users, it's nearly 90%. And what's also important to understand is that if you look at the total amount of power that's being used, about three-quarters of the power usage is coming from competitive suppliers. And that's because, the reality of the situation, the more power you use, the more financial difference it makes to save just a little bit of money on a kilowatt hour. Again, for a large industrial customer that's consuming megawatts of electricity for, electric steel furnaces or some other processes, even saving a tenth of a cent a kilowatt hour on their power could save them thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. It's a substantial amount of money. Whereas if I was, living alone in a small apartment and didn't use much electricity, even a big change in price might not save me a tremendous amount on a monthly bill. It might be a few dollars one way or the other. So different consumers have different reasons for shopping. Other consumers have reasons for not shopping. We know we're 20 years into the process. We know that it saves money. The door was opened to shopping for energy 20 years ago because at that time, the price for energy in Pennsylvania was about 20% higher than the national average. We were paying a premium in Pennsylvania, and consumers couldn't go anyplace else. Now, the price of energy in Pennsylvania is below the national average. And the last data, there's a lot of big analysis last year as we approach this 20th anniversary of energy shopping. The University of Pennsylvania's Energy Center did a study, and they determined that because of the price drops, and they said that the average residential price for energy has dropped about 40% in Pennsylvania over the last 20 years because of that switch to a competitive market. And that price change has saved consumers nearly $800 million a year. So, it's a substantial amount of money that's being saved. Even if you don't take advantage of it, even if you don't shop, the fact that neighbors and others are shopping is actually driving the price down across the board. So, the PUC's position is we want people to understand that they have the ability to shop. We want them to know what their choices are, but we are not interested in forcing any particular consumer into any particular decision.
Well,
that is their choice.
It's always good.
Jackie, you may have one idea, and Pat may have another idea, and your neighbors and your friends and your family may have a totally different idea. Some may like to shop, some may not like to shop. It's the same as the many different reasons that people shop for real estate.
Well, it's always
as
a good idea.
As many different reasons as there are people out there.
Well, it's always good to save money, so we can all agree on that.
Saving money tends to be the driving factor, yes. But the question is how much money can you save based on your usage? And, what are the choices that you have?
Nils Hagen Fredrickson, Press Secretary with the PAPUC. How does someone get in touch with the PUC, please?
Well, if you have a consumer complaint or problem with a utility, you can call our toll-free Bureau of Consumer Services hotline, which is 1-800-692-7380. Or you can visit the PUC's website at www.puc.pa.gov. which has a wealth of information about all the utilities and programs that we're involved in.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a gorgeous home on one of the most desirable blocks in Dunmore at 239 Schwartz Street. This is a beautiful home. It's got 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. It has 4 finished levels of living space, a beautiful Mariotti kitchen, a fireplace, an underground sprinkler system, a security system, and a beautiful in-ground pool. This house has got it all. It's got beautiful hardwood floors. It's got many distinctive features which add to the flair of this wonderful home. So if you're looking for a little piece of heaven in Dunmore, give us a call about 239 Schwartz Street, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with an in-ground pool for only $239,000.
Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM. The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break.
How smart is a Century 21 agent? They have more brain power than a barrel full of Einsteins and the gentle wisdom of a monk. They know your city, your neighborhood, and they might even know your mom, so watch your language. They can simplify, multiply, and leap tall mountains of paperwork in a single bound. Plus, they know where to find the best cup of joe. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's JRUDDY.com.
Happy New Year. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year to you. And
Happy New Year to you too, Nils.
Yes.
Happy New Year, Jackie and Pat.
That's Nils Hagen Fredrickson, press secretary with the PAPUC, on the line with us from Harrisburg. We're happy you joined us today and last week.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. And we're talking about energy shopping and what's important for people to know and what energy shopping is. We did review that over the first half of the show. So, you know, right before we headed towards the break, we were saying how, you know, it's always good to save money. And that's usually the biggest motivator. Most people want to shop around, get the best price, get the best deal on clothing, cars, homes, so on and so forth. So why not energy?
And that definitely is. We celebrated the 20th anniversary of energy shopping in Pennsylvania last year, and as part of that, the PUC did a detailed survey across the state to see what customer attitudes were about. See what we could learn about what makes people shop, or in some cases, what makes people decide to pass on shopping. And we found that nearly 75% of all consumers said that their top reason for potentially shopping was to lower their bills. But interestingly, consumers also brought up other things like discounts or incentives that might be part of an offer. That includes things like, you know, gift cards or rebates. The predictability of fixed rates was something that nearly half of all consumers said that they would look for in an offer. Nearly 20% of consumers said support for renewable energy, green energy, was something that might guide their shopping decision. A smaller percentage said better customer service. So, you know, obviously those folks were not necessarily happy with their previous supplier. So there are a lot of different factors. But when it comes down to it, for the most part, it's lowering bills that is the primary factor that causes people to decide to shop. But we also see, you know, there are other trends. Interestingly, in Western Pennsylvania, consumers are more likely to shop for the predictability of fixed rates. They're looking for stability over time, while residents in Central Pennsylvania and Eastern Pennsylvania said that they were more interested in taking advantage of discounts and incentives. When it comes to questioning consumers about why they haven't shopped or switched, most said they were happy with their current provider. And again, you know, we talked a little bit about that in the beginning. It's important to understand that when you shop, you're not leaving your local utility. PPL is still going to provide your electric service, and UGI is still going to provide your natural gas service. And the part of your bill that supports the wires and the poles and the pipelines and the infrastructure for those utilities will continue to go to them. What you're getting when you're shopping is another supplier for the energy that you actually use. So it's good to be happy with your current provider, but it's also important to know that whether you shop or you don't shop, it's not going to have a financial impact on your local utility, on PPL, UGI, or whoever's out there. Western Pennsylvania residents were more likely to say they were happy with their utilities, and they didn't want to shop because they wanted to stay with their local utilities, while those in Eastern Pennsylvania were more likely to consider switching and less attached to their supplier. And we also saw a breakdown by age. Younger consumers were more likely to say that they were somewhat or extremely likely to go out and research providers and shop for suppliers, whereas over 70% of those over the age of 65 said they were not very likely or not likely at all to consider researching providers shopping for energy, regardless of the amount of money that they save. But, you know, that's also a group that's been very used to always dealing with their local utility, and some of that goes back to, you know, understanding that switching suppliers is not a switch away from your local utility for service. And also, you know, some of it may impact on usage. Older residents in Pennsylvania in general, and live in smaller homes, they live on fixed incomes, their energy consumption can be much lower, and so any change in suppliers doesn't necessarily change their bill by a dramatic amount. And, you know, when it comes to that shopping side of things and the saving side of things, most consumers said that they were looking to save when they were shopping. We asked consumers, basically, how much do you want to save? What is the number? What's the percentage of savings that would make you think about switching? And the sweet spot ends up being about 20%. I mean, the consumers who are shopping are looking for a savings of 20% or more, and most of them will say if they see an offer like that, they wouldn't hesitate to jump to a different supplier. And in some cases, you can save that much or more. So the good news about all of that is that there are a lot of consumers who are interested in shopping. There are more than 2 million who use competitive suppliers every year. It's about 3/4 of the energy we use, and it's saving those people a substantial amount of money.
And that's good. We all like to save money. In the first half of the show, right before the break, you talked about that the industrial consumer seems to save the most money. One in three residential will change their supplier because they're saving money, and about half of the commercial.
Yeah, certainly. As usage goes up, we see more and more people shop. And you know, when you get to the industrial side of it, it's nearly 100% of the electric load that they're using is going to competitive suppliers, simply because the amount of money that they can save, even on a small discount, can be a substantial amount. But there are a lot of residential consumers out there who are still saving money on a monthly basis, and we want them to understand they have the ability to shop and they have the ability to choose a supplier that they want to do business with.
Nils Hagen Fredrickson, press secretary with the PAPUC. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Well, you can call our toll-free Bureau of Consumer Services hotline if you have a question, concern, or complaint related to a utility. That's 1-800-692-7380. Or you can visit the PUC's website, www.puc.pa.gov. Or, since we were talking about shopping, you can visit our two shopping websites, papowerswitch.com and pagasswitch.com. for a wealth of information about offers, but also how to save, how to conserve, how to be energy efficient.
Happy New Year to you and your family, Nils. Thanks for 2 weeks of fabulous discussion. We enjoyed our time with you.
Thank you very much.
Pat?
Yes, we have a beautiful two-bedroom home at 2205 Kelly Avenue in Scranton for only $89,000. You won't believe you're in Scranton with this home. It has low taxes, a large fenced-in yard, off-street parking, all on a low-traffic street. This beautiful home has just been painted, and it has hardwood floors, a modern kitchen and bath. It also has plenty of off-street parking, and you can just move right in. In this home, you would probably pay less in a mortgage and taxes now that you were paying in rent. That's a move-in condition, two-bedroom home at 2205 Kelly Avenue in Scranton for only $89,000, and that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Happy New Year.